This doc, this is dictating on Jean Pellegrini. Jean, J-E-A-N, Pellegrini, P, P as in Paul, P-E-L-L-E-G-R-I-N-I, Pellegrini. Date of birth is 9-26-38, date of visit 9-2-25. Please make a copy for Anna Figueroa, A-N-A, Figueroa, F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A. Figueroa, F-I-G, G as in George, U-E-R-O-A, P-A hyphen C, Anna Figueroa, P-A hyphen C. Next paragraph, dear Anna, Anna, A-N-A, thank you for sending Jean Pellegrini for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph is for illness. This is an 86-year-old lady who had an episode of bronchitis in May of this year. Was seen in the emergency room for shortness of breath, cough, and wheezing. The patient was sent for a chest X-ray, which showed hyperinflated lungs. With no acute process. She was placed on oral antibiotics and prednisone, and she didn't improve significantly over a two-week period. She's presently having minimal symptoms and does use an albuterol inhaler, two puffs as needed, for shortness of breath and wheezing. Her sputum is clear. She has no fevers or chills. Denies chest pains, but has some nasal allergies. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, past history for glaucoma, and she has had nasal polyposis. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, med list. Included hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler, 2 plus PRN. Timolol eye drops. And latanoprost eye drops. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient does not smoke, but was exposed to secondhand smoke for several years. She drinks wine moderately. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a stroke. Mother had pancreatic cancer. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss. Denies cataracts, but has glaucoma. She has had no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. And she has no urinary frequency, flank pain, so bleeding. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or rectal bleeding. And she has no chest or jaw pain or calf pain, no palpitations, no leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. She has no easy bruising, she has mild joint pains, no muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female, alert, pale, no acute distress, no sign of this clubbing or peripheral edema. blood pressure 128/80, pulse is 75, respirations 18, temperature 972, weight is 110, saturation is 97. HENT. Head norms, thyroid, pupils reactive and equal. Thank you, Maya. Totus clear, nasal mucosity matters. Here's no inflammation. Next supple number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds at the periphery, with occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally. Heart, the absence of regular asthmoness to no murmured mastery. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, crash number 1. Reactive airways disease. Number 2 is chronic bronchitis. And number 3 is history of hypertension. Next paragraph, plan patient will get a complete pulmonary function study done. You're also advised to get a CBC, IgE level, and a eosinophil count. She will get a chest CT without contrast. And she will have a follow-up visit in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Copy 4. Anna Figueroa. 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 P-A-C. And this is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.